In both cases, the defendants say the fact that they have medical marijuana cards should protect them from prosecution, even if they did not abide by the letter of the law. In one case, a cardholder who was also allowed to provide marijuana to two patients was charged after he sold pot to an undercover police officer. In the other case, the cardholder had more marijuana than he needed for his patients, and the plants were not kept in a separate locked location. They both say the medical marijuana law is supposed to offer sweeping protections to state-issued cardholders from criminal charges. Michigan's medical marijuana statute was approved by an overwhelming majority of the state's voters in 2008. More than 130,000 Michigan residents have registered for cards. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.